More than 20 years after it was first pitched, and with a significant scale back in size, the proposed national park between the South Okanagan and Similkameen continues to creep forward. In a September 18 update to the directors of the Regional District of Okanagan-Similkameen, Parks Canada representative Sarah Boyle said that compared to the original discussions that started in 2004, there has been substantial progress made on making the park a reality. "We're closer than we've ever been before to deciding on what agreed governance structures would be," said Boyle. The proposal is currently in the fourth of five stages in the park creation process, which is the negotiations around the establishment agreement. Once that agreement is settled, the park would be established under the Canada National Parks Act and discussions would turn to operations and management planning. Director Tim Roberts, who represents rural Karamias, expressed concerns about management of fire risks in a potential park, particularly in the wake of what happened to Jasper. Boyle stated that if the park were to go forward, due to its proximity to nearby communities, there would be additional resources and an all-hazards approach for not only fire but floods and other natural hazards, which would see Parks Canada staff supporting local emergency response. Other directors raised questions around the land for the proposed park, the boundaries of which include what is currently privately held land. That land would be ideally sold to Parks Canada whenever the owners wanted, but there would be no pressure on them and no requirement that they only be allowed to sell to Parks Canada. "We have been approached by numerous different landowners in selling lands to the park, but there's no obligation for them to sell to Parks Canada," Boyle said. The issue of cattle grazing was also raised, and was also once again confirmed to be something that would continue, although potentially not without change. "The proposal is that range holders need to be impacted the least amount as possible. They need to have continuity in how they're running their operations," Boyle said. It was noted that there may be a push toward more regenerative grazing approaches, as well as having a dedicated range ecologist and budget to assist the ranch range holders in meeting ecological goals to protect the land. As for the economic impact, in addition to providing jobs for local residents such as First Nations members, there would be between 30 to 40 full-time equivalent Parks Canada staff, though not immediately but built up over time. The actual establishment of the park is still a ways off, as specifically the land transfer agreement remains the main piece of ongoing negotiations. While ranch range rights would continue, other land use agreements such as mining claims also currently remain outstanding and need to be dealt with.